Well, Jason, here we are as we enter the second part of the business year. Things are looking up.
Second quarter, things are looking good. We've got new businesses coming in, talking about one this week. It's called Skulls and Succulents.
Skulls and Succulents, that caught my attention.
Yeah, the name is definitely a grabber. Keena Wolf is a local artist, and she's started an online apparel business. Started it June 22nd. She already made a few sales, and she focuses on sort of New Mexico flowers, New Mexico images, road runners, things that are familiar to us. And she says she's trying to sort of reframe how people think when you hear contemporary Southwestern. She says boots and hats and turquoise are fine, but there's more to it. And a lot of the younger generation of New Mexicans, she's a native, and sort of are tending toward things that are a little different, not just the Zia symbol in red on a yellow T-shirt
It goes
anymore.
beyond that. I have a friend
Exactly.
who specializes in New Mexico art, and it really is interesting the new interpretations that are coming out of
Yeah,
it.
it's really grown. It's become a lot more dynamic, a lot more modern, as Keena says, a lot more contemporary. And she's got these designs that she's said she's been drawing for years and sort of got an aha moment a couple of months back and said, that would look pretty good on a T-shirt. So she started producing them. She does T-shirts, tank tops, long sleeve shirts, and you can get them all on her website, skullsandsucculents.com. She is also branching out and doing some prints, posters, mugs, all sorts of things that feature her Southwestern theme, geometric nature print designs. And she's been creating art her entire life, and she took a graphic design internship in St. Louis and worked at several studios, and now all the designs featured on her website are the finished product of drawings that she's done in the past. They're all really neat. I really like her florals. She does some florals that she borders in the shape of the state and then uses local indigenous vegetation,
Oh, cool.
and sort of illustrates it that way. Really, really nice designs.
What's your website address?
It is skullsandsucculents.com.
Can you spell succulents?
Succulents.
Let's move on to the column this week. You've got a new columnist.
Yeah, we have another columnist joining us. This one's, I really think this is going to be a fantastic, useful column. Nancy Barnes-Smith is working, this is with a new program. It's sponsored by the Las Cruces Green Chamber of Commerce, and it is geared toward nonprofits. We
Oh,
have
cool.
hundreds of nonprofits in Doñana
Lots of
County.
nonprofits, and they're
Yeah.
always looking for help to
And
get
looking
the
for
word
help
out.
and get the word out and to sort of to get their best practices in place. We all a lot of our nonprofits start with people seeing a need that should be filled and setting out to do that. But the nonprofit organizations and getting a 501c3 or whatever 501
Multiple, so you
designation
have multiple
that they
designations
get.
for her
Yeah,
501s.
exactly. And getting that it's a lot of hard work. You've got to organize your board, you've got to train your board, you've got to know the paperwork. There really is a business aspect to running a nonprofit. It's got to utilize the best practices. And so Nancy and the Green Chamber have set up this program for nonprofit support and success is what it's called. And they're basically doing training, they're doing board workshops, they're helping you through the legalities, a lot of handholding, a lot of best practices. And the idea is that we can get all of these nonprofits working together and working optimally. And Nancy has experience not just here in southern New Mexico. She worked with nonprofits up in Canada for quite a while and brings about 30 years of experience volunteering and working in nonprofits. She's been in every position from a volunteer walking in off the street to executive directors, board
And
presidents.
in nonprofits, you have to have that experience of
Yeah.
everything from the volunteer all the way on up.
Absolutely. It really is ground up. And so every month she's going to be bringing us a column. And they are also doing a lot of programs here within the city. One of them, they're going to have a free discussion about new ideas and tools to recruit high-quality members to the board. This is going to be 11 to 1 on July 19th. That's a Wednesday, July 19th. And if you're interested in going, learning a little bit more, you can give a call to the Green Chamber at 575-993-4085. It is free. Lunch will be provided, but seating is limited. So give them a call.
Okay, and real briefly, you've got a article in there about MMC expanding their cancer care facilities that people can read all about.
Yeah, if you are looking around MMC campus, you'll see activity, and that's what's going on.
All right, thank you, Jason.
My pleasure, as always.